Hello, good morning, at least here where I'm at. It's 8:30, and maybe you're having a good afternoon or a good evening or a good some other time. And this morning I just couldn't wait to be with you in this way. This is a very sacred time for me, making these recordings, and especially the way that these are done. I wanted to share with you a little bit about myself this morning, and then we'll talk a little bit about some really nourishing spiritual principles. And of course, at least the way that I understand them and come to know them and practice them. And this is really why I make these recordings, because I love sharing these things with you. It's beyond even wanting to. It's like a deep inner urging to share everything that I am with you. And I don't know where that comes from. It's a kind of a strange thing to have happen, just thinking about you all the time and wanting to give my life in service, not only to you, but to the divine and to whatever it is that we're doing here on planet Earth right now. Such an interesting thing to find yourself here in a body and at this particular time and all of the things happening. Oh God, there's so much to talk about. I think I might ramble on for a whole hour. But hopefully you find value from this, as I do. And so I welcome you to this now moment. It's like we're divine souls, and of all the possible intersections in all of the cosmos, we've come together right here and right now in this very moment. That is a beautiful thought. The web of Indra and all of the little crystals at each crossing point, so are the shimmering souls, you and I. So you see, I constantly find myself coming to this place where words are inadequate, and yet this, whatever it is that I'm doing in the world, requires me to speak a lot of words. So let those words be a devotion to each other and to that one beautiful presence, however we know it to be, God, Source, Creation, Universe. Let's take a moment and feel that presence as just pure, unconditional love. And so it is in this place that we center. I invite you now, just let the outside world go. Whatever it is, any concerns, even the smallest concerns. Whatever desires, for now we just let them go and center in unconditional love. Okay, now we are connected heart to heart, soul to soul, joined in mind as one great thought. Here, right here, right now, we're held in the loving embrace of the Divine Mother, the Heavenly Father, and our dearest friend and beloved God. Inside of you right now, inside of me, is this profound wisdom. And sometimes it shows up in our world, in our own personal worlds, I mean, as understanding or will, intelligence. But really, the source of it is divine wisdom. Not a wise God separate from us, but the very presence of life as wisdom itself. Often this wisdom is thought of as the divine feminine. And just think about that. The wise grandmother who has devoted her life to knowing God, isn't she so comforting with her very few words? So I usually have a process myself, my human, my guy Kevin. So funny having a human, isn't it? You got to carry that fella around or that gal around and plunk him down certain places, and that human needs a lot of stuff. Always looking for something to eat or drink, or warm or cold, all those little human issues that we have. The dog's there barking, that's the neighbor's dog. So for me, I wanted to share with you this morning, when I wake up in the morning time, I do my best to have my first thoughts always be just about this thing called God, whatever it is. Maybe a quick little prayer. God, I'm all yours today, or what a beautiful day it is, thank you. Some thought of the gift of life rather than some other thing that doesn't feel as good. And then, of course, coffee. But even when I'm having my little coffee, which I love dearly, it's this communion time. Where I am so nourished by thinking and feeling and contemplating all these things that I share with you in these meditation times that we have together. The strangeness of life itself and how unlikely it is that we exist in these bodies on this little tiny blue dot, and all the things of the cosmos, the strange wonders of a whirling set of planets and asteroids and all the things that fly through space, and here we are, somehow viable. Somehow not in constant catastrophe. Somehow in the perfect rhythms of the seasons. It's quite a thing to behold. So as I sip that coffee there in the morning, or whatever my little drink is, I think what a strange miracle it is of the joy of that taking in and of connecting with that deeper wisdom within. And, you know, the thing about that is that that wisdom is eternally soothing. That there's a safety there where if my house burned down and I sat on the couch and was completely engulfed in those flames, I know that my life is safe. And that's a strange thing. That if my body be destroyed, some part of me is raised up in that eternity of spirit. And that is a knowing that is within that I can't explain how it got there. I can't explain how it became my way in my life. And I can't explain how I need to share that, or want to share that, or I'm compelled to share that with you and in the work that I do in this world for however many days I will be here. But there's a sweetness. And that sweetness is spoken about by all of the spiritual teachers. You know, Charles and Myrtle Fillmore, who began Unity, had the same experience. And it's why I'm so drawn to them. The fellows from Alcoholics Anonymous, you know, from the depths of utter despair was born this wonderful thing where they had laid a hold of this spiritual wisdom. And the very first thing that happened is they knew that they must give it to another and to others. And so was born this great spiritual movement. Yoga and the wisdom of India goes back so far beyond what we know as recorded history. And everybody that teaches these things or shares these things talks of this innate divine wisdom. And they talk of the same thing, that once it's laid a hold of, everything else becomes secondary, because it is so sweet and all-nourishing. It's a beautiful thing to think about. And sometimes that sweetness comes across as what we could call tough love or extreme difficulties, extreme discomfort. And maybe your life is in a place like that. I don't know. So anyway, I have this little spot where I have set up for prayer and meditation and communion. And it is here that I like to bring you through these little devices, a microphone and a laptop, recording this, and later I'll send it to you. And somehow it makes me feel purposeful and connected. Is it to you that I feel that way, or God? I don't know, and I don't care, because I just simply do it. So I'm getting weird with myself. I like it. I tell you all this because this morning I was compelled to record this with you, sharing this meditation time with you. And we've talked about a lot of things during the course of our midweek meditations. And this was born out of a certain necessity, I guess you could say. Almost in lieu of the times that we get together, at least in our spiritual community, ever at Unity, you know, there were several times throughout the week when we would see each other, when we would get together before this pandemic thing came along. And when that went away, there was all these responses to it. And so this was one of them. And what a sweet one it was and is. And now I can feel in the not too distant future another change coming, as this whole part of our history will be put behind us. And soon we'll talk about the pandemic times that happened in 2020 as yesterday and as history. And we will very soon move into a time where we can be with each other once again without having to wear a mask or be deeply concerned about catching or transmitting something. And whatever that was all for, some of it we might learn and some of it might remain a mystery. But there's one thing that's sure about it. It can't touch this divine wisdom. Says something, I think, in the Bible or maybe some other book about you can't burn it, you can't destroy it, you can't drown it, you can't crush it. There's nothing that we know that destroys things on planet Earth that can even touch the wisdom that lives right now within you and within me. And it is this place that we come together now. So let's contemplate this. When we take the time, which is really devotion, when we devote our time each day to the inner world, to knowing God through this inner wisdom, as this inner wisdom, there is really a sort of worldly negation that happens. I do not believe that it's unhealthy, and quite the opposite. For a while, we close down purposely all the senses that flow outward, and we begin to draw them inward into the center. And then we begin to bring that energy back towards its source. So it appears that the outer world goes away. Yes, somewhere in our thinking minds, we know it's still there. We know that we can release the energy back to an outward flow and begin to engage it, grab it, touch it, breathe it, taste it. But for some reason, we feel more compelled to rise ever higher through the inside. And maybe it's not so much inside and outside as it is towards wholeness itself. Have you ever said to yourself, I just want to go home? Or when the world gets too intense, we say to who we're with, I just want to go home. And sometimes we say, I'm going home now. And this is what meditation is in the truest sense. It's a going home and a coming home and a being home. So for today's meditation, and we've already really been delving into it, I don't know if your eyes are closed, mine are. Imagine the energy that does usually go outward and start to draw it inward. Begin at the base of your spine. And the reason for that is that the Kundalini life force, as it enters the body, likes to sort of come downward, and it tends to rest here in the lower part of the spine. And as the energy goes outward, it becomes more dormant. So one of the great goals of meditation is to awaken this divine energy inward and upward. Now in the spine, you can think of your physical spine right now. And if you can, sit up a little taller. Shoulders come back and down. And then the heart opens. today especially, feel your throat open. And now with each breath, draw that energy from the base of the spine purposefully into your heart center. Now, as you do this, if you can, lift your gaze, your inner gaze, from the center of your two eyes up to the point between the eyebrows, as if it were a little switch opening your inner spine even more. And now we enter the subtle spine. And we can call those the chakras, these little energy centers along the subtle spine. Don't worry too much about the individual functions of your chakras. Just know that there are powerful energy centers the whole way along your spine. So right now we're working with each breath to lift the energy from the sacral area to the heart area. Notice that the gaze wants to continue to drop, and so we lift it again and again. Now, if I or anyone else never said another word to you about chakras and energy centers in the subtle spine, and yet you every day inquired within yourself to know more about these energy centers, all would be revealed. Within you is such presence, such spiritual power, and such entirety. And it is the outward flow of energy that actually confuses our understanding of this. So now we see how important it is to actually work with this internal, innate energy, wisdom, and power. From the sacrum to the heart with each breath, lifting and expanding. If the gaze drops again, lift it towards the eyebrows, but more towards the spiritual eye. Okay. Do this for as long as you need, for as many days as you need in practice. Our time together is really just guidelines. It is your practice as much as you can daily, if possible, that will give you the self-realization that you are seeking. So it is with this that I encourage you always to inquire within yourself to this divine wisdom. I want to know you more. Reveal yourself to me. All right, now feel your heart. If you're like me, it's reaching out in every direction energetically, sending and receiving this divine wisdom in all directions. Right now, with each breath, lift the energy now from your heart center into your spiritual eye. Keep your drishti, your inner gaze, lifted. And call the energy from your heart to the Christ consciousness, the center and the point, right there in the center of your head, but so much more than that. I wonder who could be calling during a meditation. We don't let that even bother us. Instead, we lift the energy even more. And now imagine a great pillar of white light coming from the farthest reaches externally, right through the Earth's atmosphere, into the crown of your head, filling your body at once, exiting through your root chakra, into the earth, out the other side, and through the atmosphere that way. Now lift your heart again. Lift the energy again to the spiritual eye, even while you are illuminated. Feel the heart center like a great prism refracting that white light in every color and in every direction. And then let all of the light and you dissolve into pure being. Okay, we're going to begin to come back out of this meditation now. If you'd like to stay, which is fully understandable, you may want to just pause this recording and come back when you're ready. All right, so we begin to become aware again of our physical body. Wiggle the fingers and the toes, and notice this energy in your body, whatever it is that you've learned during this session. This pulling of the energy upward and offering it to the divine is a magnetic draw, and this magnetism is divine love. The more that we endeavor to know God, Source, whatever we call it, the more that we are magnetized to that through the power of concentration and will, the more that that energy is magnetized to us, that we harmonize in this coming together. And it is here that the divine wisdom is revealed. Just as much as we're ready for, as much as we're allowing, and as much as we're ready to work with will come through us. You are an amazing being, capable of a magnificence beyond what your thinking mind might let you know. Won't you stay focused with me in the inner world, as our fundamental way of being in the world, to look at all things through the lens of divine love, forgiving all else, and knowing that we are held in the magnificence of divine wisdom always, and it is always right within us. It is we who must activate it and bring it forth. And we do this through giving it to the world. Thank you so much for this time together. Thank you so much for listening and for partaking and for being such an important part of this energy that we are bringing to planet Earth right now during this time. All things live and move in God's perfect time. And so it is. Om, peace, amen.